The adult beverages are poured, the kids are asleep. Welcome to New Dad Gaming, a show about fatherhood, gaming, and new fathers figuring out their gaming lives. My name is Trevor, and I have a 3-year-old and a 9-month-old.
And I'm Jeff, I have a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old.
So this moment, for myself, seems to be a real sweet spot with my son.
Like, okay.
It's just a lot of fun right now. Like, he... Like, he's 3 years old, and he can talk a bit. You know, he kind of knows what he wants. We wrestle. We'll go to the park. He's hilarious, right? Not on purpose, but just he will, out of the blue, say the weirdest things, like, Mommy has boobies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that innocent talk, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and otherwise just like, go to the park, and then saw a dinosaur. Just nonsensical, but so cute. And I realized this, I was putting him to bed one night, I'm just looking at him and thinking about the day we had. It's like, man, this is great. And how small he still is, so I can still cuddle with him. You know, I can still kind of hold him close. I think what hit me is that's going to stop, right? Like, he's going to be big. Or even just like further, right? Because it keeps hitting me when I hang out with my parents that...
You don't cuddle.
Yeah. I don't cuddle with my parents, you're right. But imagine, so eventually, like, I will drink with this kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hopefully. Like my sons. Yeah. So there's this moment in time when he's tiny, he's small, he's hilarious, he's just babbling, he's energy and positivity, so happy to see me. Yeah, it's amazing. Like, do you ever think, like, at this stage with yourself, do you ever look back on that fondly, kind of miss it? Or are you just, like, very much in the current moment?
I do look back on it, like, especially when I visit friends who have kids around that age. So, you know, 3 years old, it just seems, I like the little chipmunk voice they still have. They still cuddle. They're still asking you to do stuff with them. And now it's a little bit less than that. Like, it's, you know, they're more independent, which is great for your own time. But yeah, you lose a little bit of that where you have to almost ask them to play. So it's, yeah, it's different. I don't know. And then you kind of remember all the other stuff that came with it. So you're like, no, I'm good.
I think that is the part, because he is resisting with every ounce of his being potty training.
Oh, yeah.
And that really starts to weigh on you a bit. You are a small man. You can form sentences now. This is silly. Knock it off. Like, I don't want to do this anymore. But I'll take it. I'll take it, I suppose. It's just a real positive thing, a kind of glowing moment I'm in as a dad.
That's good. But
on yourself, like, anything big or interesting pop up, dad perspective?
From a dad's perspective, my kids are just finishing school. Well, let's be honest. School ends at the end of June, and it's a wash from this beginning of June. Like, they're cleaning out the classrooms. Everything is in the hall. They're not doing anything. They're watching movies during school. Like, that's, like, June is a write-off. So I actually get to see all their stuff come home, which gives me kind of just insight into what they do all day, which is really... interesting to see, because it's like they're almost completely different creatures when they're at school versus at home. So I was just noting, like, my older son's drawings are amazing.
Whoa, during class. Artist in the family.
Yeah, and it's like at home he puts in no effort really to do anything that's of, like, any sort of detail. He just, like, rushes through it, like, okay, yeah, you want to draw, and then blah blah blah, scribble on the paper. But no, at school it's a really well done job. He's created, like, little comic books, like, stuff. Whoa. I never even knew. Like, it was just it was kind of mind-blowing to see that that stuff was happening, even with my younger son. Like, he's, you know, he's printing more at school than he does at home. And it's just again, something that you don't get to see during the day, so you always wonder. And if you ask them, it's like any other kid response is like, you know, what'd you do today? Nothing. Like, it's like pulling teeth.
Nothing at all.
I remember doing that to my parents, so I guess, you know, circle of life, it comes back at you. So it's you know, it's good to see that. And there's a big bundle of this stuff, so it's always that decision of going through it and either taking pictures or, like, you know, slowly moving it towards a recycling bin. But we can't keep all of it. We have to kind of pile it together and see what we can keep.
I've been thinking about that as far as keeping their work, and just with the digital age that we're in, if we can do some sort of thing where it's scan it, make sure that it's prominently featured in, like, a Mac computer or something just that is just screen that rotates as a wallpaper, just so that, hey, we scanned it, we have a copy of it, so we can get rid of this bulky physical version.
Yeah, the glitter, man. It's always the glitter, the glue on sand and stuff. It's the 3D like aspect to it that just leaks all over the floor. So yeah, I'm all for it. Yeah, take a picture of it, store it digitally, and then just kind of kiss it goodbye.
Yeah, kids in school. So that's an interesting one, because that's just something we're so, it seems so far away for us, but.
You're on the cusp. You're getting there.
Yeah, I suppose, I guess it'd be JK or junior kindergarten for us.
Yeah.
Once it gets in, but.
You'll welcome the load of stuff you'll get home. Again, glued on Cheerios, here you come. I'm sure you get all that right now anyway, so.
Well, especially with Father's Day, you will find.
Yes.
You get a lot of homemade crafts and such. So for all of us dads, we are about a week out from Father's Day, having passed. So, you know, time for reflection, a time for remembrance of what went down exactly. It's a bizarre holiday, I find.
It's not really a holiday. It's just kind of a day of respect.
Thanks, Dad.
Hopefully respect.
Yeah. All right, kid, on this one day a year, you got to respect me.
You got to respect. That's it.
Now, so about yourself, any like highlights from your Father's Day? Did you get the ashtray?
Ashtray? What has replaced the ashtray of years past is painted coffee mugs. So I have, think, a collection of 7 at my work that I keep on my desk. And I don't use them. Well, I use them with stationery, and one I do have for drinking. I think that's the new thing, is painted coffee mugs, hand painted by my kids. So that's nice to see. Again, it's something that I can bring to work and kind of store there. And then the rest is the homemade cards and stuff, which is, again, it's something that they made and with, you know, dad in mind. And they, what's funny is, I will say, my older son did a booklet of, you know, why I love dad. And it was all these like periods of time, like, oh, I love my dad because he taught me to ride a bike and he taught me to do all this. And really, my wife did it. So I'm taking credit on some of those things. I'm like, you know, shrug the shoulders.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Pretty hard. Yeah,
it's in the book. It's in writing. I'm sorry. It's mine now. So otherwise, it was a good day to kind of receive all that stuff and kind of take a moment and hug them a little bit more. And we ended up going outside and playing with them all day. So it wasn't really a period of rest, but it was definitely definitely a day of dad. So
yeah, now the period of rest, see, that really highlights mine. Like, I think the one thing I really kind of got, ultimately my two kids are too young for it, so they wouldn't really know one way or the other.
Yeah.
But the one thing I truly got was just an hour alone.
Oh, yeah. That's
one hour.
Golden.
That was the gift, right? Because it was.
Yeah.
And you get. I felt guilty about it at first. It's like, here it is, Father's Day, and, you know, maybe I should be with the kids and we'll go to a park. And I stopped myself and it's like, no. Like, no, tomorrow, that's exactly what I'm going to have to do.
Exactly.
And the day after that, every day, every other day,
yeah,
I have to spend time with them. Right. Sure, I enjoy it, but I have to.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's there. Right? Yes.
No, I'm taking this 1 hour. I play God of War for an hour.
There you go. That's a dad game.
Had coffee. Had dad. No, actually, I even had a beer. I had a beer.
Whoa.
Yeah. Right.
One
I played God of War, which felt very thematic. You know, dad of boy. Played that for an hour, and it was fantastic. When kids came back and everything went right back to normal.
I can just see you trying to crush everything into that 60 minutes. Like, all right, I need to get a couple beers in. I need to get some gaming in. I need to do some push-ups. I don't know, something like.
Yeah. I gotta watch some sports. I gotta. Just everything. So I would have loved to have tracked my mood as I'd gone through it. Just at first, like, oh, I don't know, maybe.
And
being a little bit childish in some ways of demanding time alone. It's like, no, wait a minute.
Oh, I'm not. No, hold up.
Good for me. That's what this is about.
Yeah. That's good. Still, that's good to hear.
Still nowhere close to beating God of War. Our review of it's going to have to be, it's a year out, at least.
It's a year out. We'll be at the second one by then. Come on.
Yeah. There'll be 3 other ones. keep chipping away at it, but it's just there's not a lot of gaming time at the moment.
I'll savor that game. It's good. I'm sad that it's over, so.
Yeah. Have you had any time for games these past weeks? Have you gotten into anything?
I've dabbled again. I was going to go for Platinum in God of War, but I did not. I'm like, there's not, I don't have it in me for collectibles. I love the world. I love the gameplay, but finding like there's these Odin ravens that are green throughout the world. Some of them are just in like these hideout places that I would never find. So I found myself looking at a YouTube walkthrough and doing it on screen. I'm like, what am I accomplishing here? Like, yeah.
What is the satisfaction if I do this exactly? Right.
I can't get this time back. So I stopped. So I gave up. And I've moved on to, I think I've mentioned before, but Assassin's Creed Origins, which is Egypt. And I've always been in love with Egypt. So I'm on that game. I've chipped away at that for a little bit each night. So
would you call that dad friendly? Like, is it bite size enough that you can kind of get in, get out as needed?
Yeah, it's very bite size and it saves quite often, like, nice. Like an auto saving feature. So it's good just to kind of jump in, jump out. And I've done that multiple times, even when the kids kind of come down from their beds when they're not supposed to. You have to kind of turn it off for a bit. So total recommend from a dad gaming perspective if you like Assassin's Creed kind of simple stuff, right? It's nothing deep. But anything for you? You've chipped away at God of War, right? So
God of War, still on that Hearthstone grind.
Oh, that's good.
It's this weird new appreciation for it where there's enough of a card deck and I enjoy putting together some different decks and kind of just punting around. So I'm getting better at not caring, which is really important. They had this figure, two interesting figures I found out about. First is something in the community they call Dad Rank or Dad Legend.
Oh.
Dad Legend, right? So Legend is you assail all the ranks, 20 through up to, what, 0, right? The ladder.
Right.
To do each one, you have to like win 5 to 6 times. And some people sail up to Legend. It's incredibly difficult. Very few people do it. Dad Legend is if you get to level 5.
Holy, okay. So
people will get to 5 and they're like, well, I got Dad Legend.
That is it.
Which might be aspirational. That feels a bit far for me. The highest I could probably see myself is maybe 10, but
yeah,
I'm not going to be putting in that type of time into it. And the second thing that I found out is a good win ratio in that game.
Yeah.
Is somewhere between 55% and 60%.
Okay.
That's kind of like the average. So you got to imagine every time you, to get from level, let's say 14 to 13, you have to win 5 games kind of in a row.
Oh.
So if you, and you get a star for every time you win, you lose a star every time you lose.
Oh, God.
Right? So if you, 2 wins, 2 stars, but then you lose 1, minus 1, and then you win 2 more, then you're up to 3, then you lose another one. But then maybe you lose another one. Because again, it's like, a good rate is 60%. So even the greatest of the greatest, generally, you're losing 4 out of 10 games.
This seems dad mathematically impossible to achieve the levels that you need to.
Oh, I wouldn't think so. Now you have a month to get rank before they kind of reset something. So
there's a time limit? I didn't think that. I thought it was just...
Oh, kinda, Fred.
Oh, wow.
And that's on the month, because then the higher you get, you get better rewards. They reward you at the end of the month with packs or gold or whatever else kind of currency they have.
Huh.
Higher you get, the better it is. It's just kind of an interesting background thing, though. Like, as I said, eventually your mind kind of shifts from classic gaming, I think.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I want to win all the time, to this is chess. And I want to be careful in using that analogy because it's not exactly the same, but
yeah,
it's mind games, it's strategy, it's not just learning how to play your deck, but then also understanding how they're playing theirs to counter it. So there's all this kind of like layers into it that I've really kind of come to a like. So it's kind of become a bit zen for me. And where I used to be really heart pounding because I'm against other people.
Yeah.
It's now just like, oh, well, there's a,
jaded.
There's a 40% chance. There's a 55% chance I lose to this guy. So what's it matter?
You've accepted it. Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see if we can ever achieve Dad Legend. We actually had a gaming dad victory of the week.
Oh, okay.
Many shows ago, who had achieved Dad Legend.
Right.
And at the time, I was like, you know what? That's That's pretty impressive.
That's a big accomplishment. Yeah, it sounds like it.
But in talking of old Gaming Dad Victories of the Week, we'd be remiss not to talk about new Gaming Dad Victories of the Week, and specifically this week's winner of the Gaming Dad Victory of the Week. This week's victory goes to Bull Grit, who shared an incredible post on Reddit describing his experience gaming with his two sons with Overwatch, a perennial favorite of gaming dads, it seems. So the post is kind of just a bit of a essay or post to the community with a few questions at the end of it, but it was really well said, so I wanted to just take it word for word here. I'm a 50-year-old lifelong gamer dad, and I play with my sons, 13 and 17. I think my son's first exposure to video games was watching me play World of Warcraft while I sat in my lap. Play equals roaming Azeroth, not fighting anything. They also watched me solve the portal puzzles. Once they could actually slash really play, not just sit in my lap and watch, we played Pop Tropica, Minecraft, Wii Sports, and LEGO Star Wars, and a few other games that don't really come to mind right now. We played a lot of Minecraft. A lot. I remember once going to my oldest son's school for an open house and got a call from them at home with their grandmother. They had been playing on our Minecraft server, got to being silly, and ended up partially destroying, with lava, a castle I had built. Creative mode. They were both so upset. So they caused this terrible catastrophe in this creative mode Minecraft. They evolved away from the Wii, and my older son has an Xbox. But for playing together, we mostly use PCs. One of, if not the top, best experiences I've had with my sons, gaming or non-gaming, was playing World of Warcraft together. We'd explore together, quest together, and raid dungeons together. I really, really wish I had thought to record those games. They were some of the absolute most wonderful things we've ever done as a family. I'll bet without my wife slash their mother, she's not a gamer. Sad face. We still all game individually, but the only game we regularly play together is Overwatch. Here's me and my boys playing Overwatch Deathmatch. Now this links off to a YouTube video, and we'll circle around to that at the end. As much fun as playing against each other is, I most love playing games where we can play as a team. We're starting to get excited about Fallout 76, if it's to be an MMO. Since today is Father's Day, let me ask to see just how many other gamer dads and moms we have around here. Ask a couple questions to the community, which started a pretty decent conversation there on the site. He ends off with, "It's Father's Day, call your dad."
Yeah. Nice. It's a nice post.
Excellent. Really well said. I think from gaming dads and anybody kind of in our two positions where our kids are a bit younger,
yeah,
the thought as when they're getting younger and firstly just the memories of the games being so warm and so pleasant, like sitting on the lap, playing through, questing on, in this case, World of Warcraft.
Yeah, yeah.
But then also the advancement where, man, the excitement of thinking of playing with your son on the same team. For Overwatch, like the experience you had with your buddies when you were younger, even kind of at this age, but experience with your own kin, like your son or daughter,
yeah,
being able to be on the same team and play that, like sounds so incredible.
What's interesting too is that, and something I've never thought of is how he mentions that he wished he recorded those games. Mm. I'm like, that's nothing. I haven't done that. So that is interesting because it's like you would film anything else, like them playing at the park or riding a bike or something. It's a neat kind of thing where you can record the games that you've played. Those memories are there. So why not record the gameplay and that interaction? That's an interesting concept.
Yeah, especially if you did it true Twitch style and maybe even had cameras on yourself.
Yeah,
so you can kind of
yeah.
see your fun reactions, like you're all laughing or goofing with each other.
Yeah, the voiceover and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, just that entire part. So the thought of being able to play with your kids, have warm memories of kids, and kind of just creating that household that has some gaming in it.
Yeah.
What a fantastic post.
Yeah.
So Bulgrit does have a YouTube channel, and some of the videos playing with his sons are featured on this one. So if you just go to YouTube / Bulgrit, that will bring you to his channel. So it's just chock full of videos of him playing with his sons. And yeah, I'm just trying to look through really quickly here about the numbers of it. So, man, this dad's doing great. So he's got 1,000 subscribers.
Wow.
Seems to be a few, I'd say like 100 or so videos. So this is going quite a bit.
Library of videos going. That's good.
Yeah, so what a fantastic channel. So not only is it playing games with your son, it is experiencing content creation, like YouTube curation, streaming, just including the whole bit. Top to bottom, what a fantastic post and very suitable for Father's Day. So hats off and kudos to Bulgrit on an incredible household of playing Overwatch. And congratulations on winning this week's Gaming Dad Victory of the Week. If you would like to be nominated or know somebody else deserving for Gaming Dad Victory of the Week, please reach out to us on our website, newdadgaming.com.
And new dads, listen up as we go over this week's highlights of what happened in the world of gaming. Bethesda is suing Warner Brothers. The gaming giant is suing the entertainment giant for allegedly using its Fallout Shelter code in the Warner Brothers Westworld mobile app game. This plot thickens where both games were farmed out and produced by a third party named Behavior Interactive. In the kicker, the exact same bugs that appear in Bethesda's Fallout Shelter appear in the Westworld app. So this might be the only time the bugs in Bethesda games save some headaches. And if you enjoyed Life is Strange, you'll be happy to hear that Life is Strange 2 was announced this week, with more being revealed in August. Fans have been chomping at the bit for the next iteration and are very vocal on how the story should proceed. So we will see how that plays out when the episode is slated for release September 27th. And as always, this week has been the Steam Summer Sale, which is live from June 21st to July 5th. Fellow gaming dads can pick up any lingering games to fill out their backlog, or as we recommend, look into any games that your kids might enjoy to get their WASD movement up to speed. Happy spending. And if you weren't able to get your hands on an NES Classic a couple years ago, you'll have a chance to pick one up next week. Nintendo has shipped more units to stores and should be available for purchase starting June 29th. The company also promises that the classic NES should be more widely available, but if you are interested, I'd be lining up early or getting your online clicker finger ready. Do not expect these supplies to last long. The first round sold like hotcakes, spiking resale prices afterwards, so any nostalgic gaming dads out there, good luck. Microsoft has officially given up on VR and AR with the Xbox. In an interview with the gaming chief marketing officer, they are concentrating on experiences you, quote, would play on your TV, end quote. While many assume the HoloLens might migrate over onto the Xbox One X, that doesn't look like it will ever become a reality. Maybe we've learned their lessons from Kinect, but it's kind of disheartening to see less competition to drive that VR industry. We hope that the PSVR, the Vive, and the Oculus Rift can continue to grow the industry. And notable game launches for this week include Mario Tennis Aces for the Switch, The Lost Child for the Switch and the PS4, New Gundam Breaker for the PS4, and the Lego Incredibles launches for all consoles. That's it for gaming news for this week. Catch a nap and tune in next time for another update.
So the rest of the news is kind of interesting, but I think Steam Summer Sale.
It's always the kicker, right? Like it's, it's right there.
We very much had the conversation last week around backlog.
Yeah.
And the thought that I would buy another game before I beat God of War and Horizon Zero Dawn.
Oh, right. You have that one yet, too.
I have it.
Oh, jeez.
Right? I still haven't beat No Man's Sky. Like, I did my shame list last week.
Yes.
The shame list is at least No Man's Sky. Beating that, like, truly beating that before the expansion comes out.
Oh, that's close, too. I don't know if that's going to happen, but...
Yeah, Dad of War.
Yes.
Doom was on there.
Oh, Doom, right, yeah.
And Horizon Zero Dawn. Moss. Jeez, Moss. Oh, I keep forgetting about Moss.
Oh, jeez.
Right, and the thought that I would delay any of those further and just to add another game from Steam Sale. Now, that being said... These games are so cheap.
Yeah.
Like, it is just wild that they do this. Has anything caught your eye from this sale in particular?
See, I shouldn't have visited the Steam storefront page because I did not buy anything, but I have it, like, sitting in my cart, so I haven't purchased anything, but... Again, I miss on, like, and they give you those emails that's like, hey, your game's on sale, so... what I'm kind of caught on is I've always wanted to try Ori and the Blind Forest.
Oh, I think that's such a cool game.
Do you?
That one looks so beautiful.
Yeah, so something like that, I've always kind of had kind of in my cart and never actually bought. So that's on sale. And then something which is odd, I always like SimCity, and I haven't really played it in forever. And now that my older son is kind of interested in that kind of city building world, I wanted the City Skylines to kind of show him. So I have that as a discount in my cart. So there's just two sitting in there. But
what are you winning by not buying it but keeping in your cart? Like, what are you?
I don't know. It's just
like, what you're hoping, like some common sense comes in, or maybe
exactly.
Or the cart breaks, you're like, well, I tried.
No, I can't do it. The server's down. I'm sorry. No, Trevor, it's going to be a midnight. I've had a couple beers. Purchase.
What's $5?
Yeah, exactly. Whatever.
Just let it sit there.
It's a few coffees.
I think the wild one that I saw was GTA 5 was way down. That thing is not. I think it got down to something like $20 at one point. And that thing has not been cheap.
No,
since it launched, because there's just so much popularity.
It's always been in the top 10, so I'm surprised it's even there for $20.
It's about time. I mean, come on, the thing is like,
oh, completely.
How many years old is this thing
now? I don't know, 4 or 5 at least. Yeah. So
I think No Man's Sky was 50% off. I think Elite Dangerous had a cut to it.
Oh, you can buy them all twice.
Yeah, can't wait. So, man, Street Fighter was way down. I think that was like $20. Which are, you know, already, again, those are all ones that I have, but still, I was like, the thought of it, like, man, like, the summer sale is just such a curse. I think it's going to be much better. I think you'll be getting to this point soon. I think even better, though, would be once you can be with your kid, buying games, so your kid can kind of list out, I really want to play, like, some of these games. You're like, all right, well, here's a summer sale, so we can now pick up some of the things that you've wanted.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I think that's, we are getting to that point. I think the last summer, the winter sale, I think, we bought Age of Empires, the HD edition, because he wanted to see that. So he was into the kind of the strategy thing. He didn't really go anywhere, but it's just something that, like you said, okay, well, we can look into that game the next sale. Like, I'm not going to buy it because I know from the price history, it's going to drop 50, 75%. So...
Yeah. Now walk me through your logic around City Skylines. So the city sim building game.
Yeah.
Like, is that something where you would do it together? Like, does your kid have the wherewithal to run that one himself? Or is it really to play with dad?
So it's more of an experiment, I think, on my part. Like, just what kind of city he would build. Do you know what I mean? Like, let him go. And I want to see if there's like 9 fire stations.
Yeah.
Surrounded by like this residential road that's in the middle of an airport or something. Like, I kind of want to see that and then take a screenshot.
Nuclear power plants.
Yeah.
Nothing but nuclear power plants.
Yeah. Or like if the roads are connecting, or maybe they aren't connecting and he just has like, I don't know, a port and that's all it is. It's just boats everywhere. So I kind of want that to happen to see what his world will be like and then improve upon it. But have that first screenshot or that first, even like the gaming dev victory of this week, maybe record it and just see his play style and be like, this is your first strategy.
Man, that would be a hilarious video series. My son's first city.
Yeah.
Just this disaster.
The citizens hate him, but.
Or they love him because it's nothing but amusement parks in my game.
He's got
horrific debt.
Yeah. No taxes. He doesn't want any taxes.
But again, like, do you think he could handle it? Like, is he good enough with games? Because those games tend to be a little bit deep as far as mechanics. Like,
yeah.
He'd be able to handle building a city, you think?
I think I would have to be here to help him through the menus. The menus are the problem that, like, on a console, it's not too bad because everything's kind of in your face. It has to be for the controller. But on PC, it's with the mouse that he has to kind of move around and get to the different little buttons. So I'll probably have to be here for that. But I think once he gets the basics down, he can kind of go to it. He's not going to get everything for sure. Like, he's not going to get the ins and outs of everything, but it would be kind of interesting to see him, you know, balance that budget. You know, you're laying down roads. Oh, they cost money. So good luck.
Perfect. So it's teaching him fiscal responsibility. It's teaching him economics, teaching him city planning.
And dealing with failure.
Horrific, horrific failure. Public pressure. How to react when the entire city of people hate you.
Right. I'm gonna stress him out another 5 years of his life just off in that one session.
Doing dad right. And the other one that stuck out to me was the re-release of the NES Mini, or at least the providing of more units to purchase. Now, was it the NES Mini you had or the SNES?
NES. So the original.
You had the NES. And how often have you...
Oh, sorry. I have the SNES. Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. Okay, that's what I see.
Yep.
So how many times have you, even with that one, it's not the same one, but, you know, same vein. How often do you actually use it?
I wouldn't say often. Definitely not often, but I will sit down and play with the kids, like Mario Kart and simple games like that, maybe twice a month, maybe.
Okay, so it's still, my biggest worry about those things, it just becomes
paperweights.
Impulse buy, this is a lot of fun, and then it gets put into a cabinet, and you just never see it again. But the fact that you're playing it like twice a month even is still... Not insignificant. Like, do you play with buddies when they come over, or like family?
They, not really. Again, it's like at that point, it's nothing like that. It's maybe party games or something that we want to play that I can't play with my kids. So again, yeah, it's nothing like that. I will say that it's easy to play with them on those consoles because it is like everything's offline. They can't screw it up. It's all there. The games are pretty hard, so it gives them a challenge. But the issue is that they could have all those games on their 3DSs, like through the Nintendo Virtual Store if they wanted it. But I don't know. They seem to like watch me game on it versus playing with me on it. They like That's Super Metroid and Zelda. They think the graphics look funny. So I'm like, oh, okay, that's your word for ugly. I get it.
It's either very old or it's very modern. Given the resurgence of pixel sprite games, so it'd be hard. It'd kind of be hard to peg down.
Yeah.
I go back and forth on these things, and the problem is like I have other means to play them, and I'm just not sure I would really go back. As stated many times on the show, when they do the mini N64 or mini GameCube, then we're in business.
Oh, for but sure.
Still yes. no. Still no update on that. The new dads are watching vigilantly.
Yes.
We're waiting to pull that trigger.
Print money, yeah.
But time to go off and to search the web and scour for any hints of the N64 coming out soon. That'll wrap it up for this week. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening. This has been New Dad Gaming. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can find us at our website, newdadgaming.com. We'd love to hear from you for show ideas, questions, anything else. If you'd like to subscribe to the podcast, you can find it on iTunes, Google Podcasting Service, and any other podcasting network out there. We would love for you to subscribe, like, and pass along to a new dad who games. If you would like to submit yourself or somebody you know for the Gaming Dad Victory of the Week, please reach out to us on that same website. And a further update, the contest has closed for our 100 episode celebration giveaway. We will be contacting the winners shortly. And thank you to everybody who submitted. We do hope to run future contests, so keep it locked to the website and the podcast. Until next week, my name is Trevor, and I have a 3-year-old and a 9-month-old.
And I'm Jeff. I have a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old.
All right, see you next week.
See ya.